Hello, everybody. Before we start the show, I just want to let you know that we are trying to win the best local podcast category in the New City poll for this year. There's a link that you can click on that will bring you to the survey. It's on our website on youmethemeverybody.com. It's right above the Twitter box on the right side of the page. You can't miss it. It's very, very simple. Here's a good thing about the poll. You don't have to answer every question. Just put in number four, best local podcast, put in you, me, them, everybody. That's it. You can leave the rest blank. They do want an email at the end. That's just to verify that you are not a robot. Hopefully you can do this. If you can't, I totally get it. It's annoying. But if you can, if you're at work, please, 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 it'd be awfully kind to you. Without further ado, here's the show. Hello, everybody. You're listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and I'm sitting in a semi-well-lit room in Washington, D.C., and I'm speaking with...
Esmeralda Leon.
And where are you, Esmeralda?
In Lincoln Square.
There it is. This is the earliest we've ever recorded.
Yeah.
This is 9:15 Chicago time, 10:15.
It's the earliest I've been up in a while.
Yeah, why are you up at a reasonable hour?
Because I'm trying to be responsible.
Good.
And I'm going to go to yoga.
How is yoga going? Yoga update number two, right?
It's going well. I can grab my foot.
Ooh.
Because I couldn't do it before, now I can.
How many sessions?
Not in everything, but this will be the fourth.
That's a lot, right?
Yeah.
These are 90 minutes. Hour 45. How long are they?
Yeah, they're 90 minutes.
90 minutes.
Hour and a half.
That's a long session.
It is.
Now, a lot of people don't understand. You're not doing regular yoga. You're doing hot yoga.
Yeah.
What's hot yoga?
Bikram yoga.
Bikram yoga.
Which, from my understanding, the room is always, I think, 98 degrees or higher.
Okay.
In my case, I believe it's 105.
It's 105.
But it's like humid in there.
Mm-hmm.
So you walk in and you're already sweating.
Now,
and you do everything. What?
Sorry, continue. No, continue.
No, you're doing everything. And then they turn lights on as well. Like, it's dark when you get in and you lie down and you're kind of relaxing. And then once the class starts, they turn lights on, which I think are also heated. They're like little heat lamps on you. So it makes it even hotter. So you do the yoga and you sweat everywhere. I didn't even know my legs sweat.
Yes.
They sweat.
Sweaty legs.
Mm-hmm.
Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, it's pretty. It sucks. Kind of when you're in there, because sometimes there's just things that are insanely painful.
Mm-hmm.
But once you leave, I feel very refreshed.
What's the most painful part of the yoga?
When I have to sit on my feet.
How do you sit on your feet, like cross-legged style? Or
no, like when you know when you're kneeling and then you just sit on your feet?
Mm-hmm. Like a catcher.
Yes.
In baseball.
Okay, like that. But then they don't want you to sit on your feet. They want you to sit in between your feet.
Oh, okay.
So they tell you to move your feet out of the way, move your legs out of the way so your butt sits on the ground, and that hurts.
Now, is it the same session every time? Like the same?
Yes, they're all the same moves. Like if I were to go to Washington, D.C. and go do Bikram yoga there, it should be the same thing.
So it's the same 90 minutes, doesn't matter.
Yes. Across the board, Bikram yoga is the same moves.
So in theory, you could be doing this at home.
No, because I can't control my own heat.
I mean, besides the heat part.
Yeah, besides the heat part. That's the big draw for it.
Is that one of the things about Bikram yoga? Like it has to be that hot?
Yeah, that's the one. That's Bikram yoga.
Okay. What does Bikram stand for? Does that just mean hot?
Well, I don't know. I think it's a dude.
We seem real dumb right now, and I'm not going to look
it
up.
It's named after a man.
Okay.
Because I've heard them, they'll say things, and like, Bikram says.
Now.
So, I guess it's a guy.
I like the idea of it's just like a mascot, and it's gotten way out of hand.
It's a mascot?
Yeah, like.
Did the mascot do yoga in the
Yeah, like in 400 years, Ronald McDonald will have been the creator of McDonald's, like that kind of thing.
Oh, I see. What would the mascot be for Bikram?
It's just a real fat Buddha type guy.
Who can do yoga?
He's sweating. He's got like a tight. He looks like Sipowicz from NYPD Blue.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's like home.
Not very. I would not want to do yoga.
Well, that's why it's 400 years old. It's ancient.
I see.
I don't know.
His name, the man's name is Bikram Chowdhury.
Did you just look that up?
Yeah.
Speaking of chowder, before your first Bikram yoga class, you were gonna eat mushroom soup or something.
I know,
like that,
cream of mushroom soup.
You chose not to do that.
Yeah.
What are you eating before yoga nowadays?
What did I eat? Yesterday I had a sandwich.
What kind of sandwich?
Half a sandwich. It was I got it from this restaurant called Stella's.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called a Weird Herald.
Okay.
It's roast beef, grilled onions, cheese.
So this is a heavy sandwich.
Kinda. And I think it's fried or something.
Jesus.
Well, it's grilled, but it's pretty. It looks greasy, so I don't know if they kind of just fry it on a thing or if they just grilled it.
And you had this before yoga.
Yeah, but you eat it. You're supposed to eat 2 hours ahead of time.
When did you eat the sandwich?
2 hours ahead of time.
Were you? Was that a difference? If you had eaten in an hour, would you have thrown up?
If I eat, wait,
if you
what?
Eat within an hour of class, will you throw up?
You can. I think the main thing is if you have food in there
mm-hmm.
that's not digested, mm-hmm. it's going to hurt you because you're like bending over and
Got
you're
it.
Doing all these things that are, you're squeezing your stomach and it's not, you know, you'd be uncomfortable the whole time.
So overall, it's going well.
It is. I like it.
You're sweating in places you didn't know you can sweat.
I know, I'm sweating a lot.
That's good.
Yeah.
What's the goal for this? Is it to get in shape? Is it to lose weight?
I would like to get both.
Okay.
In shape means I would lose weight. I
no,
can't
in
be
shape
in shape
means
and
like
not lose weight.
No. You could be both.
No. No.
Yeah, you can.
No. From what the doctor told me.
Well, I mean, you could still be a bigger person and be like toned and shit.
Yeah, but that doesn't make sense.
I'm just asking. I don't know.
With what I'm working with.
Okay.
If I'm in shape, I can't be fat.
All right. So you're gonna keep doing this?
But the two and two don't meld well. Yeah.
Is this the first day you've woken up at this time in a while?
Yeah, I usually go later.
Okay.
I usually go about 3:30, 4:30.
Why did you decide today to go in the morning?
Because, well, I was about to yell at you, but because you told me to be early, or
hell yeah,
not to be late for the Monday night event.
Yeah.
So, and the class
by the way,
gets out at 6. And,
yeah, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, the show starts at, the doors are at 8. The show is at 9. Merle needs to be there at 8. Class gets out at 6. That's still 2 hours.
Yeah, but I have to travel.
Okay.
I have to go home.
Okay.
And shower.
So is the only reason you're
I tried
going
it
there?
Last time to shower there, and mm-hmm. I felt gross.
Oh,
I was,
yeah.
Like, showered yet.
Oh, I understand that.
Yeah.
So you're going to take the train back today, like, completely drenched in sweat in, like, 40-degree weather.
Well, I got a towel.
Well, I'm asking, like, is it...
Towel off. You don't, like, just wander around just sweaty the whole day.
Got it. I don't know.
Wipe up sweat, you know. It's not
I know
like,
you can
oh,
wipe
I gotta
it
keep
up.
The sweat on me until I
it's
shower.
Not you're changing into another set of clothes, are you?
No.
So
but...
it's like, yeah, so that shirt you have on, those pants you have on are still drenched in sweat.
Yeah, but.
So you're still walking around drenched
shirts.
In sweat.
But it's a workout shirt.
So
it
what?
It wicks away
oh,
the sweat.
Do you have one of the. Okay, so it's not like a cotton shirt.
Yeah, fancy shirt.
Yeah. Good for you.
I know. How about a yoga mat?
How is that?
I'm in this. I'm deep in this now.
Do you guys have a Wii? Do you and your boyfriend have a Wii or
maybe
a PlayStation?
No, we have a... I have
Xbox?
A, I have what an old PlayStation, but we have an Xbox, and I want to get that Kinect.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Are you going to start doing the yoga at home?
No. I wouldn't do it.
Well, once your 30 days runs out...
I have to be in a class. No, well, there's another yoga place who does the same deal.
So you're just going to jump back and
so
forth?
So I may just go over there.
That's awesome.
Next month. And John's like, well, if someone catches you, I'm like, who's going to catch me?
Yeah, they don't care. They
who's
don't.
The yoga police that are like out?
I bet they're very calm and polite.
Yeah, they'd be very nice.
Yeah. Well, that's great. I'm happy for you. So you're going to be up early. We're going to record in the morning as much as possible now.
I guess.
Oh, you seem thrilled.
Begrudgingly.
Are you going to yoga tomorrow? Tomorrow being Tuesday?
No, I'm going to go every other day.
Why every other day? Is that recommended?
No, they recommend daily, but I'm not going to go every day. I would just be pooped out.
Okay. Well, that might be good. You'll lose weight if you're pooped out. Ha ha ha.
I think I'm going to try to do something else.
Okay. Well, good luck.
On the other days.
Wait. What are you going to do the other days?
I have a Jillian Michaels workout DVD.
Ooh.
So that will be in between.
I'm still saying, why not just walk to the brain?
No. It's cold outside.
I don't get that at all.
You see this? I'm doing hot yoga. I don't want to be cold.
You really need to live on the West Coast.
I know, right?
You really need to just go to California.
Oh, I just saw, speaking of California, I just saw Drag Me to Hell.
I haven't seen that yet. Isn't it any good?
It's very good.
Is it?
Yes. Well, and for some reason, they like wearing coats.
Watch Drag Me to Hell.
Even though it's L.A.
Could I tell you my favorite part of Sam Raimi? Sam Raimi directed Drag Me to Hell.
Yes.
Him and Bruce Campbell, Evil Dead fame, blah, blah, blah. Bruce Campbell wrote a book, an autobiography, and a lot of it dealt with the making of Evil Dead and how they got that movie financed. And what they did was him and Sam Raimi and a producer went to all the thrift stores in Detroit, bought all of the suits, got them tailored. So they ended up spending about $20 a piece, and they each had like 5 custom-made suits, essentially. And that's a brilliant idea, and I still need to do that. So that's my favorite Sam Raimi story. And he consistently wears suits on the set of Spider-Man, on the set of Drag Me to Hell. The dude is in a suit.
And are they those suits?
I highly doubt it.
That'd be awesome if they were the same suits.
I haven't gained weight. I'm rich and very thin. Now I gotta do some thrift store shopping around here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It just sounds funny. I gotta go through a store shopping.
Gotta go shopping. Well, I I bought a shirt at a punk rock flea market the other week.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it was actually great. The band
was it torn?
No, it was really nice. It was some company or some like thrift store from Philadelphia. It's one of those things where like they're the people that go to like Unique and the Salvation Army and buy all the stuff for 50 cents, find out what's actually good, wash it, and then reprice it for like what it's actually worth type of thing.
Oh, I see.
So it was $15, which I thought was kind of high. And then I look it up online, and they only have like 2 on eBay, and they're going for like $40 a piece. And it's the best shirt I've ever bought.
What is it?
I don't know. It's some no-name brand from the 70s, and it's amazing, and I love it. And it's like the best feeling ever of a shirt. Like, it's made with materials that have to be illegal at this point. It's amazing.
Okay. Just don't stand by too many open flames.
Yeah, it's one of those kind of shirts. It's so comfortable. I'm going to be wearing it as much as possible. That's real boring. There's a new movie coming out about the Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, and I have no idea what it's about.
You found this story.
I think they've just greenlit the idea. And mm-hmm. It's like, really? How many games are there that you could have made that would have been much more interesting?
Well, here's the thing. Is it going to be like a creation of all of the Facebook movie, The Social Network?
No, I doubt it.
Or is it going to be like the new Tron movie where they go back?
Yeah. Actually, that's what I was thinking.
Rubik's Cube. Do you think it's going to be Tron-like?
It's going to be going back into the Rubik's Cube.
You know what they could do is they could do a Hot Tub Time Machine type of thing.
Whoa, it was already a TV show. It was an 80s cartoon series called Rubik.
Really?
The Amazing Cube. Oh, that's adorable. Rubik, the Amazing Cube cartoon, was the Rubik's Cube. Mm-hmm. But there was a little face in the Rubik's Cube and little square-looking feet. And I'm assuming his name is Rubik.
This is very frightening from somebody that can't see any of this.
Oh, my God. You should look it up. Look up.
Are you what?
Just look up Rubik's Cube movie.
Rubik's Cube movie.
And then the first article you should get is Rubik's Cube. It might be a movie. It was already a TV show. Entertainment Weekly article. And they actually have the clip. But there's just a picture of this adorable Rubik's Cube.
And this is the E! Weekly.
Yes, and that's Rubik, the Amazing Cube cartoon. You can go to YouTube as well.
I'm going to it right now. By the way, listener,
picture. Oh, listener, go look at this while you're.
I'll just post it on the. I'll post it. Oh, that's creepy.
Look at his little face and his furrowed.
Nope.
His furrowed caveman brow.
Nope. Oh, that's creepy. That is fucking scary. No. That was the first swear, I think. Jesus.
Sprouted. So this is what it
Rubik
was.
Rubik the Amazing Cube.
Sprouted legs and a terrifying smurf face in order to help adorable children solve magical mysteries or something.
This is downright frightening.
I hope this is the movie.
That's the photo for this episode.
For some reason, I thought it was going to be live action. I don't know why I didn't even think.
Yeah, I didn't think animated either. I don't understand why any kid would want to watch this.
Probably no one did, and that's probably why we don't know about it.
Yeah, you're probably right.
No one really watched Rubik, the Amazing Cube.
Yeah, it's scary. This is a frightening, frightening image. Ugh. I'm getting the chills, everybody. The chills.
Aw, he's kind of cute.
No, it's not.
He's got a... Who is that thing from Lord of the Rings?
Gollum?
Yes, he's got a Gollum.
He has a Gollum type face. You know, I've never seen Lord of the Rings.
Neither have I, and I don't care to.
Yeah, I don't think I'm missing out.
I don't want to. No thanks.
You want to segue into the next thing, or you want to keep talking about Rubik?
Wait, what are we segueing?
Movies that I saw.
Oh, okay, yeah.
This actually kind of plays into Lord of the Rings. I saw four movies over the weekend. I saw Zonad, which is the new film by the director of Once, the band starring the Swell Season, and it's nothing like Once at all. It's a intentional B-lewd comedy about two guys that escape from rehab, and one of them plays Zonad, who is a space alien who has landed in a very small town in Ireland and has convinced everyone he's a space alien.
Is this like K-Pax?
I never saw K-Pax, to be fair, to either. Red Sunglasses. No, this is a comedy, like a blatant comedy. The kind of comedy where like all the schoolgirls have on extremely short shorts and extremely tight white shirts and heaving chests.
So does this movie just tell you that even aliens can become addicted to our earthly vices?
If anything, it's small town people can be tricked into anything.
Ah.
But it was okay. Kelsey liked it more than me. It was a good film, but there's no way in hell. It was part of the European Film Festival. The only reason why is because the dude directed Once. Like, it was a good film. Don't get me wrong, but was it film festival quality? Was it the best Ireland had to offer? I highly doubt it.
Oh, well, no.
So, but that was fun, and I got to go to the AFI Theater.
Ooh.
The band AFI played. They were very good.
They were there taking tickets.
They said, listen, girls aren't great. I'm 40. Look at my hair over my left eye. Left eye, everybody. On Saturday, I went to the National Gallery of Art and saw the Roman Polanski shorts, the short films he made in college. From 1957 to 1959, I learned something about Roman Polanski. He's got a very sad worldview. Every single one of his films involved violence or sadness or the suffering of others that I never really realized. Who's Roman Polanski?
No, I know who Roman Polanski is.
Well, what is he directing? No, but what Roman Polanski films do you know?
Crap.
There's like two main ones that everybody knows.
Baby.
There you go. He did Rosemary's Baby and he won Best Director for The Pianist.
Yeah, there you go, that one.
If you ever want to see a Roman Polanski film to realize Roman Polanski's not a genius, go see The Ninth Gate starring Johnny Depp and, at the time, Roman Polanski's wife.
Oh, wait a minute. Is The Ninth Gate...
It's a psychological thriller that gets real Lynchian, David Lynchian.
Is it the one where he's a writer?
Mm-hmm. No. You're thinking of Secret Window.
Oh, okay.
You know what? I think he might have played a writer in The Ninth Gate as well. It's the exact same. It's the Johnny Depp, I'm smart and intelligent, so I'll wear these glasses look.
But still have that long hair and look like a bum.
Exactly. Yes. So that was that. I saw the National Gallery of Art, if you ever get a chance to go... It's super, super beautiful. Last night, we went to the American Diner, which is just outside of D.C., to see Little Caesar, which stars Edward R. Murrow, Edward G. Robinson, big difference there, as a gangster in Chicago. I think it's a 1930 film. And it's go ahead.
Sorry. Isn't this one of the movies where, like, he has that signature?
Yes. It was the first. It was the first movie that he started, and it was going, hey, see? So that was the stereotype. You saw the origin of the stereotype of the gangster. Kelsey brought up a great question. Did people actually talk like this? And my response was, it was so affected, it became natural. Does that make sense?
Like a Valley Girl.
Exactly, like a Valley
the
Girl.
The movie.
Like half the people I went to high school with who ended up talking like Tony Soprano, now they still talk like Tony Soprano. That kind of thing. Yeah.
That's Jersey.
No. I don't mean the... I mean more the gangster talk, is what I should say.
Oh. But that was just him, though, wasn't it?
Tony?
No, Edward G...
Edward G. Robinson. Yeah, that was just him, but then everyone parodied him, and that be like when you would see Bugs Bunny do it, he was parodying Edward G. Robinson.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Also, I'm convinced that Edward G. Robinson was the bassist for the character of the Joker in both the TV show and the Jack Nicholson version of Batman.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's the face, the smile. It's so perfect. They've got to be hand in hand, and. He's a great actor, and it was a fine film, but it was only a fine film with the history behind it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
As a film, it's just awful. It does not stand up at all. It's stereotype upon stereotype upon stereotype, like to a point where it's hilarious. One of the getaway drivers or the gunman or something like that feels really bad, and he goes home to his Italian mama. And the first thing the mama goes, "You drinking too much of wine?" And then three lines later, "I got a thing of spaghetti and a meatball for you." It's great. Oh, it was just nice. And
what, you don't know? Your mama, mama doesn't do that?
My mom, actually, she does, which is sad.
Well, there you go.
But it's not spaghetti and meatball. You're drinking too much. You're drinking too much of wine. So bad. I love you, mama. Oh, Jesus. And there's so much Roman Catholic bull. Oh, it's great.
Boy.
And then over the past few nights, we watched It Happened One Night, the Frank Capra feature starring Clark Gable. And that's a great movie that runs about a half an hour too long. The reason why I'm mentioning this is I'm on a big movie kick. I kind of have to be in a big movie kick because we're starting the film series in like a month. So less than a month, we're going to be doing stuff every single week. And I'm researching the best public domain films of all time, overlooked public domain films, so we could do a screening series. And in addition to that, I'm doing a lot of research on local filmmakers and Chicago-based filmmakers because I want to get this series up and running. What I've noticed is that there are a lot of great film series. Very few are legal, and we're going to do this legally so we can promote it and make it very big. I don't want to get anybody in trouble, so I won't say where, but there's a place in Chicago that used to be a movie theater, and now they're screening stuff that there's no way in hell they're paying for. Like the American Diner. I highly doubt they're paying MGM to screen Little Caesar for just two people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you can get in big trouble for that, and I don't want to do that, so that's what we're working on, hence my 5-minute rant about old movies. Sorry about that, Merle. Save the show, please. What have you done over the weekend?
Nothing.
All right.
No, I learned. Do you ever, do you have any friends that surprise you of what they can do? This weekend, I went over to Alex, a friend of ours, mm-hmm. Alex's house, and he had taco night.
Mm-hmm.
I was expecting cold hard taco shells,
okay,
and some ground beef. But he had made like in a slow cooker some pork, a pork shoulder.
Good for
he
him.
Had lamb.
Wow.
I know, and he made it like he was cooking that.
That's
stuff.
Pretty impressive.
I was quite amazed because I was I did not expect that.
Good for him. I didn't see that coming either.
It was crazy, and that always makes me happy because it's okay, good. My friends aren't as horrible as I thought they were.
I have somewhat adult friends.
Yeah. It wasn't just Taco Bell that he brought over.
You know what? Every once in a while, Taco Bell is exactly what you should bring over.
That's disgusting.
You know, no one's ever brought me Taco Bell.
No. Well, and why should they?
Because I'm a guy that enjoys drinking at a certain hour of the evening.
Yeah, and there's plenty of Mexican joints.
It's not the same.
Ugh. I know it's not the same. That's why I don't go there.
One's good and one's awful.
Yeah. Ugh. No, thank you.
So that was fun. What was taco night, Friday or Saturday?
That was Friday.
What did you do Saturday?
Nothing. We got ready to go out.
Mm-hmm.
And then like when we were waiting for the bus,
Where were you going to go?
Not outside, but we were waiting, like, the time. It was, like, 20 minutes till the bus. We're like, all right, well, we'll just wait. And then I was just like, you know what? I'm not feeling very well. I had some Thai food. I was like,
Where'd you get the Thai food?
From a part.
Is it any good?
It was. You had that beef salad.
Oh, that place. Okay. Yeah.
You had a salad.
Yeah, I asked Merle once to bring me food before a live show because I didn't have time because I was setting stuff up. And she goes, what do you want? I go, nothing too fatty. And then she made fun of me because I didn't want to eat fried food and have to do a talk show. I just wanted something relatively healthy. I go, give me a salad. She gets me a beef salad. It's 90% beef, 5% cucumbers, 5% oil. It was good, but that's not
hey,
a salad.
I see salad.
I know. That was not a salad. Oh, me, food.
We didn't do anything. We stayed in. Then we're like, oh, you know what? I don't really want to go out. Yeah, and then
we
just stayed in. Oh, we were going to go see that show at the Double Door.
Oh, The Heavy.
For The Heavy.
Yeah.
But then I was just... And it was getting late.
Oh, yeah.
To the point, like, it was getting to the point where we had to rush.
Yeah.
To get to
Were you
going to
get in for free?
So. Probably, yes.
Yeah. It's always nice.
But still, I was like, you know what? I don't want to... We're going to get halfway there, and then...
When was the last time you were happy that you went to a show in Wicker Park? That's not rhetorical.
I don't know. I've been there for a show that I like.
We went to see Otter Petter in the summer, and that wasn't that bad.
Yeah, we saw something... I saw something else. I don't remember.
I can't remember the last time I was at
I don't remember.
A great show at Double Door.
I know. I just can't remember a great show in general. I don't really go see music, sadly enough.
Here's a good transition. We saw Gorillaz last month.
Oh, there you go. I saw that.
There you go. And
oh,
what's...
I'm trying to...
No, Gorillaz.
No, I know.
Okay.
But speaking of concerts, I'm trying to get tickets for the Wu-Tang Clan.
See, why do you want to see the Wu-Tang Clan?
I don't want to see them.
Oh, your brother?
I'm going to try to get them for my brother.
That's nice of you.
And be the coolest sister ever.
Good.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed they have a VIP package.
VIP?
It's $100.
Mm-hmm.
You get up in the balcony. It's at the Congress Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And open bar the whole show. I was like, no, that would be a bad idea.
Here's the thing about the Congress.
For my brother. No.
It's real easy to sneak in at the Congress, everybody. The Congress is an old school theater. It's absolutely beautiful, but it hasn't been kept up really well.
Mm-hmm.
And there are certain things that you can't legally do, like lock the side doors. You need to have fire escape. So if you go to the Congress, there's an alley right next to El Cid and all the stores. Go down that alley. About 100 yards down to the left, there's a dumpster. Next to those dumpsters are two sets of doors, and they're always propped open a little bit. This is what you do to get in the Congress. You go with another person. There's two ways to do it. If you're alone, all you got to do is smoke cigarettes or pretend you're smoking cigarettes. Have a cigarette in your hand and one hand on the door. If someone comes to ask you, what are you doing? They say, oh, I was trying to get a cigarette in. They'll let you back in. This is what Kelsey and I did. This is brilliant. You go to the door. Someone holds the door open, and you start fighting. You do a makeup fight about whether you want to stay or go or blah, blah, blah. She's having a good time. You're not having a good time, blah, blah, blah. The security guard will inevitably go, are you in or are you out? And then you go, fine, we're in. And you go in, you see the show. So that's what you do to get into Congress, everybody. It's very simple.
All right.
That doesn't work with newer venues or anything with high security, but since Congress is so poorly run, very, very easy to sneak in. So there you go, kids. Sneak into the Congress. It's a blast.
All right.
So tell your brother that. Merry Christmas.
He probably wouldn't do it.
All right. The reason why I brought up the Gorillaz is because Merle had a story about them.
Oh, yeah. Damon Albarn told NME that he is recording the next Gorillaz album all on his iPad.
Okay.
And I know you're recording movie bits
on
my phone.
I'm doing an hour-long museum-type piece on the phone. I think I got 25. I'm going to look it up right now. I think I got 25
minutes. I'm trying
to
make you feel not better, but be like, look.
Did you see that new iPad commercial with like they do like a series of 10 different things. Like they show a little girl reading, they show somebody on video playing a video game, and then they show
the guitar
thing.
That is neat.
I didn't know you could do that. That's amazing.
As much as I find iPads annoying,
I kind of want to get an iPad now.
I think that's neat.
I'm 20 minutes into my hour-long film. 20 minutes and 2 seconds.
Oh. So we're almost there.
Let's see if I can finish it by December 27th. I'm on the fence.
Ooh, Damon Albarn is 42.
Damon Albarn is aging super well.
Still good looking.
He looks better now than ever. Speaking of good looking people, Nora Jones. Nora Jones, you're an attractive lady.
Another good aging well.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Nora Jones looks way better now than when she came out 10 years ago as an artist. Like, God, that's awesome.
Well, because she looked a little girlish.
I don't think it was girlish. I just didn't think she was that attractive, but
maybe she's grown into her looks now.
I am a fan of Nora Jones. I wish I liked her music more. Or at all.
I saw her open for
John Mayer.
Dave Matthews Band.
Why? Oh, was this when you worked at the World?
No, this is when I was dating this guy.
Wait. Who did you date?
Dave Matthews Band.
You dated Dave Matthews Band.
Yes, I dated Dave Matthews Band. All of them.
That's nice. Was this when the saxophonist was still alive?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I actually, he might have just died.
So it was a 5-piece. You were dating a lot of dudes.
I know, yeah. I was busy.
Okay. You like weed?
No, actually.
Ooh, then why are you dating them? That's why you guys broke up.
I know, we all broke up. It's a mutual decision.
So you guys still friends?
No.
It would have been funnier if you started to date Jason Mraz.
Oh, no, I want to.
Oh, you do. You would. You like bad things. Why do you like bad things?
I like him. Shut up.
That's your boyfriend. All right, so...
There was this... speaking of liking Jason Mraz, I forget where this was, but it was like on a dating website where you would pick... It was just pictures of people, and you would make quick decisions on who you found more attractive.
Oh, hot or not?
No.
Okay.
This was like they were all just regular old people.
Isn't that hot or not?
No. This wasn't that kind of thing. Okay. It was like a test to see what you like.
Okay.
So there'd be all these pictures, they'd come up in pairs and you would pick which one you liked, and then they started, you know, it would get smaller and smaller the group of that you liked, mm-hmm. and then eventually they would pop out like, "Oh, so the results would be you like this type of girl or this type of guy, mainly brown hair,
okay.
or mainly blonde, a little thinner, or with more out of the ordinary looks or something."
Okay.
Oh, and John saw mine, like what came out, what my results are, and he's like, "That guy looks like Jason Mraz." Like, what?
Did John do one?
He did.
Did it look anything like you?
Nah, sort of. They're all white, which I was confused by, but okay.
I want to see this.
I don't remember what it was.
Could
I'll
do this?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Find
it's just
this.
Just like a thing out of nowhere.
We got to do this. That'll be for the next show tomorrow.
Maybe it's changed.
No,
you
no.
know, the people have changed.
Oh,
so then
see
it's
this.
Different. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
The subjects that they used. Crap. I'll have to.
We
got to
get big
something.
Enough so that we're on that list.
No, I don't want to be.
Because
then
be on that
people
list.
May not pick me.
Oh, they're all going to pick
complex.
Me. They're going to pick me. No matter what, we're going to have the complexes. We might as well just have fun with it.
That's true.
I want to pick all the members of Dave Matthews Band.
All of them.
It looks
and
so
just
much
what
alike.
Comes out. It just says Dave Matthews Band.
It just has that like dancing stick figure logo.
That's not them.
That's the Dave Matthews Band logo.
No, I thought that was
Pearl
Fish.
Pearl Jam is the exploding guy. Fish is the actual fish, and the like dancing stick figure logo type thing that looks like it's doing a ballerina move is Dave Matthews Band.
Are you
Look
sure?
It up. Look
I'm
up.
Thinking of. Oh, you know what I'm thinking of is when they do. Who's the one who does the little? What's that thing that little kids put around their waists and they hula hoop?
Okay.
Have you seen that?
What? Have I seen it?
It's literally, it's just a hula hoop sticker and they put it on things like I've seen it on Crosswalk.
Not a clue. Look up the, just Google Dave Matthews.
And it's like
logo.
Some hippie band. Oh, I see. Ew, that's a really ugly logo.
Is it? But yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Kind of looks like a headless.
No, you can see the head.
Thing.
You can see the, it's someone, their shoulders are arched downward.
Yeah, it looks
ugly. Behind like they're a bird, and they have one leg at, I don't know, what is it, 180 degree? No, 90 degree angle? Yeah.
I don't know. Who is that band?
Now I want to know the. So what should we search or Google for that? Hulu logo?
I don't know. I just did that, and it's not.
Hula.
It's like a.
Who band?
Oh, I spelled Hulu wrong. It's a it's like some jam band.
Like I have no
idea. Or. One of them other crap.
All right, listener, you heard the woman. Fish or some other crap, if you could think of it.
And I think what it is, you can buy the sticker. And it's just like, it's a circle. It's a hula hoop.
I looked up hula hoop band logo. On the first page, I get a result from a Hustler. And the second page is just two hardcore images of porn and one with a dildo about to enter a vagina. What's with hula hoop band logo where you get all
the
porn?
I just get a lot of hula hoops.
What did you
search? Oh, I see the Hustler.
Hula hoop band logo, kids. If you Jesus, this is a very
loose. Other than that, I don't see. I see a naked lady.
There's not even hula hoops on this.
Do I see a bunch of hula hoops.
Is hula hoop a sexual term that I don't know about, everybody?
I don't know.
Apparently, I don't know what hula hooping really means.
Oh, there's a picture of a baby in a baby lion costume with a hula hoop around it.
All right, now these things are just getting out of control right now. I don't feel comfortable.
Oh.
All right, Merle. Merle is going to be going to yoga soon. We're going to wrap this show up because Merle is also going to listen to Fresh Air today because Edward Norton is interviewing Bruce Springsteen, and you are a big Ed Norton fan.
I am, but then again, I'd rather look at him and not listen. I don't mind listening to him. I like his music.
Do you like Springsteen?
I could go either way.
I think you might like him more if you hear Edward Norton interview him.
Maybe.
I know
he's like big fans of him, so.
He is big fans of him.
What?
Nothing. Big fan. He is big fans.
So wait a minute. I just searched Edward Norton Fresh Air and nothing comes up.
It was on their Twitter. It was their most recent tweet. Edward Norton is interviewing Bruce Springsteen today.
Oh. Okay. I'm sure there'll probably be a thing, right?
I don't know what that means. A podcast?
Yes.
Yeah, it'll be out tomorrow. You are going to be going to yoga and you're going to be at the Hungry Brain tonight. So everybody go to the Hungry Brain tonight. Listen to this lineup. We're doing President Turtle. President Turtle is a variety show. There's a lot of stuff going on. Here's the best part. James Fritz is on the show. Number one comedy album in iTunes as of last show. Let's see if where it is right now. And,
well, no, we checked it, and he was second.
He was, but like right now.
Oh, I know.
I'm going to search right now.
Last show. That's
and
right.
Most of last week, he was number one, and that's mm-hmm. awesome. And he's one of our favorites. He's been on the show many a time.
Yes.
And,
he's almost like a correspondent.
He is. All right. And hold on. Number one album. Oh, he's dropped a bit. He's even in. He's not even in the top 10. Come on, people.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What happened?
Come on, guys.
Come on.
Because everyone bought the album.
Yeah, I know.
You know, after a while, you know.
Oh, man. This is sad. No.
But he was there.
Oh, he dropped so hardcore. This sucks.
Although.
He's number 22 now. Jesus, come on.
Although I opened... Oh, no, never mind. I did a search.
22? Come on, man. He deserves better than that. Come on, let's get James back in the top 10, please.
How do you look that up?
I go to iTunes comedy chart, and then you can do it'll do top 10, do more top 10, then do more again. He's number 22 right now between Nick Swardson and Rodney Carrington. James is funnier than almost everyone on this list, so get him back in the top 10. And CJ Toledano is going to be there. CJ Toledano is also hosting the Pizza Film Festival, which is tomorrow night. And CJ Toledano is going to leave the city of Chicago to go to LA to be an intern at the Conan O'Brien show. So those are two people we're going to talk to hopefully tonight if Skype works in the backyard of the Hungry Brain.
On my phone.
Phone. So. Have fun tonight. Go say hi to Merle. Go give her yoga clothes because they're very, very expensive. And the show only runs on love right now, and love is very poor. So thanks for listening, everybody. Go say hi to Merle at the Hungry Brain. Please download. Please subscribe. That's all. Have a wonderful evening, and goodbye.